Daily Rest, Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. The theme this week, big words, big meanings. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Romans 5:18. Justification. You may have noticed that your pastor really likes to use this word called justification. There's a good reason for that. This doctrine, teaching, is central to our whole Christian faith. If someone were to be justified in the sight of another, that would mean that they are declared not guilty of whatever offense they committed. This courtroom term proclaims an especially wonderful truth in the gospel. We as sinners are far from innocent. If we were to stand before the Almighty and just judge of all mankind, we could only accept the eternal punishment that we brought upon ourselves. For each and every sin we've ever committed, from the ones that keep us awake at night to the ones we brush under the rug, these all have incriminated us. Through one man's offense came judgment and condemnation. Through one man's righteousness came justification and life. The managers are far from innocent. If we were to stand before the Almighty and just judge of all mankind, we could only accept the eternal punishment that we brought upon ourselves. For each and every sin we've ever committed, from the ones that keep us awake at night to the ones we brush under the rug, these all have incriminated us. Through one man's offense came judgment and condemnation. Through one man's righteousness came justification and life. The man Jesus fulfilled the requirements of God's perfect law, and as our substitute, gave that perfect righteousness to us. In the divine courtroom, without a hope in the world of redemption, God looked at sinners such as you and I, and the hammer fell. Not guilty, he declared. Your sins, even those that cause you grief, are blotted out for Jesus' sake. You are declared not guilty. You are declared righteous in his sight. By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless. My soul believe and doubt it not. Why stagger at this word of promise? Has scripture ever falsehood taught?